going to stay normal and primary through that whole burn. Is that correct?
That's affirmative. We feel it is so short that that's the best position. And then for TEI, we'll have a story for you on how we want you to operate the plugs. Also for TV, if we try the dark side TV, recommend a ALC to inside and an F-stop of 2.2. Over.
Okay, we got that, Charlie. And I want you to understand that I did go back to normal about 20 seconds before the LOI-1 burn ended, so that's where I am. And after I did that, my increase on balance moved up probably about 100 pounds.
Roger.
Charlie, just for reference, this is exactly where we are. We're looking right down on the top of Messier and Messier-A, and we've got trenches to one side, and we're just right in the middle of the sea of fertility, coming right up the track into the landing site.
All right, thank you.
This is Apollo Control. We've played back the data from behind the moon during the LOI-1 time.
You can really see some boulders in the bottom of Messier-A down there. Yeah, you can see some tremendous boulders down there.
We copy, 10. We finally got Goldstone configured. We're coming up with the load now. Over.
Okay, we're at CMC and accepted food. We can see the load coming.
Roger. You guys been taking some good pictures for us?
Right, and for correlation, I've been on the same sites. I've been shooting one black and white of the special. Probably I've been shooting one black and white and one of the special color on the same reference.
Roger, that's very good. Dan, out.
Roger, we think we got a few colors here for you. At least there are certain ones that are real black going into whites and some browns.
Roger, we heard your tape on the backside during the LOI-1, and seemed like there was a disagreement between brownish and bluish there.
The blue was just a little remark.
Ten, Houston, if you got a moment to comment on your tape playback from LOI-1 after the burn was completed, we heard a comment about, hey, look at that bubble. Could you elaborate on that, over?
Charlie, I guess it was was a bubble of water or something right hanging with us right after the burn. I tried to take a picture of it. I don't know if we got it or not, but it was a bluish crystalline type bubble about 5 feet out where the LEM thrusters are. It probably came either from water or from the resultant residual of the SPS burn.
Roger, 10. How large was it? Could you estimate that?
Oh, maybe a half an inch in diameter.
Roger, we copy.
Okay, Houston, this time we are looking down, right down on B1 out of the hatch window.
We copy, 10. How does the terrain look around
that? Just like the map.
Rog, how does the terrain look around that area?
With a naked eye, it's full of holes.
Roger, looks pretty smooth on our map. Of course, we got one of the world here, but it's real smooth.
Charlie, through the binocular, you can see little shiny fresh craters that you can't see with the naked eye. They're pretty well scattered, but there's quite a few of them down there that you can't seem to pick out with the naked eye.
Right, we copy. Houston, we got the loads in. You can go back to block. Over.
Okay, we're blocking. We're back in block. We're passing right over Masculine now, and John is shooting back at site one.
Roger.
This week we're going to run out of all our film and a couple of revs.
A slight shudder emanated from the geologist back there.
Charlie, I'm personally amazed how accurate the maps are in picking out these landmarks and craters.
Dan, Houston, you can put your PCM switch back to a low bit rate. Over.
Okay.
Houston, Apollo 10, we can now see quite a bit more of Mokey as the moon revolves. And landing site 2 is rough. It's just barely starting to come in. It's still too early to tell much about it. Over.
Roger, we copy, 10. Ken, can you see the on the CSM lunar orbit map the spot marked 112 near site 2? It looks like a bright whitish crater. Over. Oh, that's Smokey. Excuse me about. Sorry about that, Ken.
Yeah, Smokey is very, very easy to see. We've seen it both times around. Not only are the rills, but the low ridges are very distinguishable approaching the landing site. And the sun angle is such that we cannot see into the bottom of the of Diamondback and Sidewinder rills.
Very good.
This is Apollo Control. The flight surgeon has taken a look at the heart rate data now from the playback during the LOI-1 burn. The ignition time of that burn was 75:55:53. At 75:55:50, Tom Stafford's heart rate was 120. At 75:56:10, it was 123. At 75:56:30, it was back to 120. And at 75:56:40, it was down to 95. For the command module pilot John Young, at those same times, it was 94, 98, 83, and 86. And for lunar module pilot Gene Cernan, 91, 85, 74, and 70. Apollo 10 now near the landing site 3 area. This is also the area in which Surveyor 6 landed.
Roger, 10, we copy.
And we're timing it how long we can see it now. We can still see it. The sun went down exactly at about 45, and we can still see edges of it. It's mostly a long shaft of light. And we can still see it. It's still there.
Roger, 10.
Still out there, and you can see it quite there.
Very good, Tim.
You can see stars within about, I could see some in about 20 degrees of the corona. It's still there, Charlie. It's amazing.
Raj, on a TV pass, do you think we could pick that up?
Shouldn't be any problem in this attitude. If we're in this attitude, upside down, going away, and we'll go from interior to the out there, you should see it as a long streak. And right now, it's finally starting to fade out, Charlie. It's been a period of nearly 2 minutes, and you can see it.
Ken, how long does the shafting look as it comes across? Does it get shorter as you go away, or just sort of fade out, over?
It just fades out. The shaft is getting shorter and shorter. It's just a little bit left there, and it'll be gone in another few seconds.
Roger.
And it spread over a very, very small area of the horizon, just right in the vicinity where the sun sets. It doesn't go any further, either left or right.
All right.
Still see traces of it. It's greatly diminished now, but you can still see a few traces of it. Okay, we'll get on with our B-52.
Very good, Dan.
Most of that description was by Tom Stafford, with Gene Cernan coming in right there along toward the last.
Thank you.